One of the most popular New Year's resolutions is to, right, lose weight. Gyms see a big increase in membership. Stores see a rise in exercise equipment sales. Then, of course, that resolution crashes and burns as the overweight life and health risks continue. Joining us now are mom and son who, well, they know a little bit about losing weight and keeping it off. You saw them on season 5 of The Biggest Loser. With a loss to combine, you ready for this? They lost a person, basically, 225 pounds. We say good morning, Jackie and Dan Evans. Good morning, folks.
Well, hey, good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Well, likewise, Jackie. And tell us how this all came about. If I read the story right, I mean, you were a proponent of attending a certain chain restaurant on a frequent basis for their breadsticks and salad, and that's where you actually filmed a video to your audition tape for The Biggest Loser.
That is so true. And, you know, really, it's not that the breadsticks and salad were so bad. It was the amount of them we ate. And all of the other things that went along with it. But, you know, Dan was 310 pounds when we went on the show. And, you know, I was 90 pounds overweight. And I was pretty much struggled with my weight and obesity my whole life. And, you know, I would have told you that I could teach a college class in weight loss because I owned everything you could buy on late night TV that promised a quick fix. And, you know, I had tried every diet and failed. But it was funny because I talked Dan into trying out for The Biggest Loser, and lo and behold, as fate would have it, it was the year they started doing duos. So they said, Dan, you got to bring somebody with. So I ended up going with them and found out we really didn't know as much as we thought we did. The proof in that was Dan losing 136 pounds and me losing 90 pounds.
So for you, Dan, as far as, you know, visually, the results certainly with that level of weight loss is obvious, but emotionally and physically, what's it do for you?
You know, I mean, you want to talk about a life change. It really is so much more than the size of your shirt or the size of your jeans. It's a new lease on life. It's really learning to, for once in your life, learn to love yourself and respect yourself and be confident in yourself and the way you look and the way you feel. And so really coming off the show, yeah, going into it, I had one hope was to drop the pounds so I could play my music and be a rock star. But really what came out of it was so much more than that. It was a mentality change. It's a new really lease on life in the way I viewed myself and really the people around me.
Got to mention Dan, as he says, a country musician, and he has an album going all out to his credit, and he's opening later this year for Bret Michaels at Chicago's Rock and Roll Marathon. So that's, you know, if you think back to the old Dan, would that have been possible?
I don't think so. And really, I mean, thinking back to the old Dan, you know, the thing for me was I lived a sedentary life, and what I had to learn to discover after the show, after coming off this program, losing the weight, what am I going to do to keep this going? Because the thing, I look at the picture of the way I used to look. I think of the old life of me, you know, having these big dreams of playing music and how I was so held back. So for me, it's like I think every single day I cannot go back to that person I was. So I'm continually looking for ways. How can I, you know, re-spark my love for this fitness and for staying healthy? So I'm going to tell you what, going into this new year, the new me, new year, new you, you know, one of the things I came across is just making fitness fun for me, and I'm going to tell you about it. It's the Nintendo Wii Fit U. It's a really cool new game that you can play on Nintendo's new high-def gaming console, the Wii U. And what's really fun about it is you find yourself exercising. You're in your home. You're in your living room. You're sweating your bucket off. You're including your family, your kids, friends, and you don't even realize how much exercise you're doing just because you're really having a blast doing it.
Well, talking with Jackie and Dan Evans, you remember them from season 5 of The Biggest Loser, where they were indeed big losers, a combined 225 pounds. You can learn more about what Dan just mentioned, too, at tipsontv.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. And I think, Jackie, too, that's where so many people, when they make that resolution to lose weight and get in shape, that they make the process so complicated, so expensive, and I've got to go across town, traffic after work when I'm tired. I'm not too tired. I'm not going to go tonight. And they start skipping, and the whole thing blows up. With the Wii program that Dan just detailed, I mean, how can you refuse taking care of yourself in your own home when you have the tools right there to do it?
Well, it's so funny because Dan actually got me addicted to this because he's in there having so much fun, you know, while I'm like dreading it out on the treadmill one more day. I'm like, hey, let me try this thing. And it's really a good time. But it comes with a fit meter, and this is really an important key for your, you know, weight loss success or whatever your goals are. But, you know, the fit meter helps track your steps. It helps track your calories. And, you know, that's one of the keys we found as we in our journey, and that is keeping track of, you know, what you're really eating, keeping track of how much activity you're really doing. Because I think a lot of times we think we're doing more than we are and think we're eating less than we are. So another one of those important tips to making a successful new you for 2014.
Yeah, Dan, I always questioned what direction our society was going in health-wise when the scale manufacturers had to start making scales instead of maxing out at 300 pounds. They now max out at 500 pounds.
Yeah. Wow, that is crazy,
you know,
isn't
and
it?
What's so wild is what you don't understand when you're really struggling that much with your weight and your health and the whole thing is it really affects so many different portions of your life. And, you know, a lot of studies show that most people who are overweight or in a weight loss journey are not getting enough proper, quality, healthy sleep at night. And you really don't realize how much that begins to affect you.
All right, so Dan, so you've got to tell about this other thing that you got me hooked on.
All right, so here's the next tip I'm giving you here coming into 2014.
Okay.
After a great night of sleep, you know, the thing that so many times we wake ourselves up out of bed with these, like, loud, barking alarm clocks that, like, jolt you, you know, to end that night of wonderful rest so abruptly. This cool thing I'm totally into now going into the new year, it's the Philips wake-up light. And the thing that's so cool about this thing is it really gives you a more relaxing way to wake up. And what it does is it uses natural light and sound with 5 different wake-up sounds and, like, 20 different brightness settings. It gives you this effect of, like, this natural sunrise literally, like, right at your bedside. You don't feel like you're being, like, screamed out of bed and falling
out
of
it. And what a great way to start the day, so you can get up and get moving and have a good attitude, you know?
It's a total different start to your day. So I'm really telling you, it's like a really cool thing.
And again, that's over at tipsontv.com. You can see more about that in the WE program. And, you know, incorporate that into your daily life, because it's like what Dan and Jackie teach versus preaching. They just teach through their own experience that it doesn't take a lot to make a big difference in your health and well-being. Sleep 7 to 8 hours a night. Easier, even more inexpensive, healthy alternatives for meals. Drink water. We got enough of it.
Oh, man, you're not kidding.
And everything in moderation. Just because you buy the whole the package of soft, chewy, chocolate chip peanut butter cookies doesn't mean you inhale the package in one sitting. So,
well, you know, and we all have a sweet tooth. And, you know, I always tell people one of the important things is don't deprive yourself. You got a little bit of a sweet tooth, so you've got to satisfy that craving. And Dan and I, we carry with us all the time. We have these snack pack pudding cups. Awesome. Get as much calcium as an 8-ounce glass of milk. They're between 60 and 120 calories. They're shelf stable. You don't have to refrigerate them. And I'll tell you what, they got over 20 flavors, sugar-free, fat-free, and they have this whole new, which Dan, you're so excited. He's sitting here looking at him. He goes, wait a minute, look at these bakery shops. You know,
really, it's about being prepared, and that's kind of what my mom is calling her mom tip going into 2014. It's about, you know, a fun, easy way to be prepared in your daily busy life. Because that's the thing. We know we're busy, and we know you guys at home, you're busy too, and it's about saying, okay, well, how do I survive? I'm going to the new year. I've got all these new goals for what I want to do, so how am I preparing myself? And that's an easy way.
You can hear the passion in Jackie and Dan's voice, because what they say is really, it really works. Learn more about the items that they mentioned too. TipsOnTV.com. Step up, step forward, and step into a better life through a lot of easy things to do, and you make yourself better, and it gets contagious for people around you too. Jackie, Dan, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.